This is a CKTZ News Update. The Harbor Authority of Cortez Island oversees five government docks on the island at Manson's Landing, the Gorge Harbor, Whaletown, Squirrel Cove, and Cortez Bay. Harbor Manager Jenny Hartwick says this year is particularly busy in the midst of the summer season, and so far she isn't aware of any thefts. However, she says boaters are advised to take a few steps to ensure security. Hartwick says if something goes missing,
the first thing I would recommend doing is calling the RCMP and reporting it to them. They're the ones that are going to be handling the investigation side of things. It's valuable to also follow up and report it to me at the Harbor Authority. It's something that we take very seriously. Obviously, boats are valuable, items left on boats are valuable, and we want people to feel that their possessions are safe at our docks. Reporting it to me after they've reported it to the police is very helpful. We also have security cameras on most of our docks, so there is the possibility that we are able to go back through and actually find things on our cameras.
Now, what do you recommend that boat owners can do to protect their vessels from theft?
It's always a good idea, wherever possible, lock your valuables up. Items that are very expensive and that are left out in the open, no one wants to admit that it happens, but they can catch people's eye. Things like electric downriggers, a lot of people just leave them attached to their boat and then pull up in more. And unfortunately, those are easy. It's a quick snap or a couple of screws to remove, and somebody's walking away with a $1,000 downrigger. I've never had those reported to me as thefts, but being conscious of things that you've left out that are valuable on your boat, expensive binoculars that you've left sitting on your dashboard, stuff like that. Quick, easy grabs. We have lots of traffic on our docks, which is a benefit in deterring theft. There's always, generally during daylight hours, somebody coming and going, being it Harbor Authority staff or just another dock user. So it tends to be those really quick, easy grab items that are going to disappear if they go.
Yeah, not unlike people and their cars in cities.
Exactly. Locking up what you can. If you have a cabinet on your boat that stores all of your fishing gear, your anything that you can lock, put stuff in there at the end of the day when you head home if you're not going to be on the boat for 24 hours or overnight or for several days.
How's the season looking for you and the docks on Cortez Island?
It will be interesting to see how this season ends up. The last couple of seasons have been slower than normal because of COVID, and it wasn't until the end of last year that the waters were open to American boaters coming in, so that really impacted the amount of vessels we had using the dock. The weather's getting better, exactly like you said. We have the return of the American boaters, so we've really seen an increase in those individuals using our facilities, and just the general traffic at our dock has been on a drastic upswing over the last few years, so I anticipate that this year will be probably one of the busiest on records. As a lot of the community knows, we did change our policies to help mitigate some of that overcrowding on the dock, so we're hoping that will have an effect on kind of some of the extreme overcrowding that we were seeing in previous years prior to COVID.
Can you remind us of what that change in policy is?
Absolutely. So as of April 1st of this year, all recreational vessels using any of the government docks on Cortez for longer-term moorage, so that's anything other than an occasional night or two, now require prior permission to before mooring at the dock. So we used to operate on a first-come, first-serve basis where if there was a space available, you could come up and take that space and be there for 3 or 6 months. That's no longer the case. If you would like to leave your boat at the dock for longer than a few days, you now need to contact the Harbor Authority prior to putting your boat at the dock. We have paperwork which needs to be filled out and returned to us. And then if we have room at our docks, because we have put capacity limits in place, we will fit you in. The exception is the Gorge Harbor Government Dock, which is entirely commercial, and we do not accept any recreational vessels at that dock.
Okay, good to know. So essentially, you've instituted a reservation system.
Basically. It's still first come, first serve for reservations. If you get your name into us first, you're going to have first dibs at getting that spot. But effectively, yes, you will be required to make a reservation with us.
And how do vessel owners get in touch with you to do
that? So they can reach us at the Harbor Authority email address, which is HACIMGR harborauthorityCortez@gmail.com. So that's actually Harbor Authority Cortez Island Manager, just the acronym, at gmail.com, or by phoning us, 250-935-0263. And all of that information is also available on the Harbor Authority website, which is cortezharbors.ca.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.